Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, back again with another podcast, this time with a new face and a new name, Jared, from the Texas owner. If you give me a second, I'm just going to type the phone number in so Jared can phone in. I'm doing it on my phone, and I'm putting my phone to my ear. So in order to type that number to Jared, I need to take it away from my ear and type it really quickly, so give me a minute. Right, I've typed that phone number in. Hopefully it will come in a minute. And then we can have a chat about all sorts. I haven't really decided what we're going to talk about. But yeah, it'll be fun to get new people on. I always find it fun. Here in England, let's just set the scene. It's actually scorching here. Absolutely scorching. 30 degrees, I think that's about 90 Fahrenheit. Lovely, lovely weather. I've got a sunburn like nobody's business. But I know someone's still telling me that it's 113 Fahrenheit, so it must be like 40 plus degrees Celsius, which is just mad, and I can't have them hope I can actually survive in that weather. But there you go. Right, hello, Jared. Can you hear me?
Hey. Hey, Barry, how are you?
Good, good. How are you, Jared?
I'm good, I'm good.
Glad
I'm
you
just
make
driving
it.
Down to
Glad
Houston
you can make
today.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the weather like? I was just saying that it's 30 degrees Celsius here, which is about like 9 plus Fahrenheit, and we don't get this type of weather ever here. So it's short sleeve weather.
Yeah, no, it's not bad here. It's 83 Fahrenheit, rained last night, so it knocked the temperature down. It wasn't 100, but not too bad today.
Good, good. I don't know what we're going to talk about, really. I just wanted to get you on because I know that some people are kind of happy to come on and just chat baseball and stuff. I'm not sure if you had a specific subject you want to talk about or anything like that.
Oh, you know, kind of one of the things I wanted to talk about, and you know, whatever you want to talk about as well, is just kind of, you know, we're a little bit past the middle point of the season, and I it's really interesting to see kind of where people are at and which direction they're going to go. I know I looked this morning, and there was no less than 13 or 14 teams that are kind of sitting in the same spot that I am, just a little bit above or a little bit below 500. Trying to figure out which direction our teams are going to go. Are we going to trade for major league talent, trade for minor league talent, and throw in the towel? But you know, that's kind of the topic that I wanted to talk about today.
I've seen a lot of people actually throw in the towel. I'm not sure if you've noticed, or maybe it's just me noticing something that most of the people are actually trading their main guys. More youngsters,
yeah.
Minor leaguers, just trying to stash as many as possible. I'm not sure if that's a current theme, but I, for one, call it a day, I guess, because I'm like, I'm not sure how many games I'm behind. I think I'm like 25 games behind Jake, so yeah, I'm calling it a day. Not sure about you. What are you planning?
Yeah, well, Jake's got a pretty commanding lead. I don't see that going away. So, yeah, I guess for my. You know, Seattle, you know, they've got a pretty healthy lead right now, but the rest of us are kind of, you know, in that. As a matter of fact, I think the rest of the AL West teams are below 500, but, you know, four, five, six teams below 500. I know you and I made a trade the past week where I took
Eric
Kane and traded a few minor league guys that I've been trying to hold on to, but that was kind of my thought process was, you know, grab some major league guys, they'll have a few years left on contract, and kind of go for it. And then I go 1-5 this weekend, and it kind of put me in another hole. So.
Well, you're a big Rangers fan, aren't you? You're a massive Rangers fan, I think, aren't you? I'm thinking someone else.
Rangers, yeah, Rangers.
Yeah, Rangers, yeah. But it was kind of difficult. I knew I had to, because I like Guzman, Ronald Guzman, who I traded for Fame Spot.
Yeah.
And I like him myself, so I knew it was going to be. Needed something, someone big for it, or in order for me to trade for him. So I'm quite happy, but I'm not happy that Saints has now homered three games in a row just after I traded him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's been on a tear, but unfortunately that hasn't lifted me. San Diego swept me this weekend, and I lost 2-3 to Los Angeles. So kind of back in that spot where, you know, I'm a Ronald Guzman fan myself. I think that he gets a shot this year, especially with the way that Napoli's hitting or not hitting. And you know, Gallo, I think that the strikeouts eventually catch up, even though I love to see him hit the bombs. But, you know, if he's not hitting
for
the
sure.
bomb, then he's striking out or grounding out the second. So I think Guzman will get a shot. And Perez, another guy I really like.
Okay.
I guess for me, maybe I'm just competitive, and I feel like I should be able to compete, and maybe I don't have the patience that some of the other guys do to watch some of these guys in the minor leagues for a few years. You've done a great job of building a hell of a minor league team. I just don't have the patience.
Well, I'm a massive, massive, massive risk taker. I know that probably more than half of the guys, I think they're not, but I'm not probably sure that they're going to end up like middle relievers or closers or even fifth, sixth guys. But I just like taking risk, I guess. I don't know what it is, but I just take a risk on the young guys, see how they pan out, see if I can get a gem out of them.
Yeah, you know, that's probably the direction that I should go as well. But, you know, I've got Cole Hamels coming back here the next couple of weeks. You know, Marte will get off his suspension middle of July.
Oh, yeah.
And I expect Pollock to be back in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, I feel like I should be – my team should pretty well be at full strength, relatively speaking, this year, of course. But, do you give it a go, or do you start to sell off? You know, your Mark Reynolds and your Zach Kostarts and some of these guys that are free agents at the end of this year. I don't know. I know I've got
you were one of the teams that really suffered with that DL 10-day DL that was implemented this year.
Yeah.
I think you still got a lot of guys on the DL at the moment, or was the situation regarding the DL?
It's better than it was, you know, there for a while. Again, 10-day DL, that's been killer for everybody. But, you know, early on, you know, Forsythe and Hamels and Pollock, and it seemed like everyone was going on minor injuries. And I wasn't very deep to begin with. You know, I tried to build my minor league. You know, watching a guy like Chad, who you know, drafts the minor league pretty well every year and then trades these pieces off while he's contending. You know, I tried to kind of emulate the same thing, but I couldn't keep a healthy squad enough to build a roster, to build a pitching staff, and it put me in a significant hole.
No, definitely, yeah. Chad is a good guy to actually make minor league seem like they're the next best thing and trade them for legit guys. I know he traded. I'm not sure what he traded for, but I know he traded some cheap minor leaguers or very, very fringe MLB guys for Gene Segura. That was with Dodgers, wasn't it? That was quite a cool move for him, even though he's on the DL right now. But
yeah,
I did like that.
No, it's last year and this year. I watched that game very closely because what he's able to do from his initial draft to the middle of the season, you look at his team now, and he has a little bit of depth and a tremendous lineup and a stellar starting pitching staff. And, you know, if you could go back and look at what he started with, you know, it was, you know, just like last year when he was in Cleveland. I thought, man, how is he going to do it? He just makes deal after deal after deal with these minor league guys, and you know, he sent me a tremendous amount of good trades here. again, I've just been so skeptical, not knowing which direction to go. I probably missed a couple of Chicago Cubs. They sent me some good trade offers as well. Just not knowing what direction to go kind of impedes.
Yeah.
It's probably set me back either from competing full force next year or maybe a few years from now.
Definitely. Oh, I do think that's one thing that I was going to ask you is, have you got a player, well, on the top of your head, one player that surprised you the most this season? In fantasy or real life, one player that has really surprised you in the MLB?
MLB as a whole or just on my team?
As a whole. One player.
You know, I tell you what, the one player that's really surprised me and it's affected me personally and is how well Keuchel has come back. You know, early on, I had Keuchel and Kershaw, and they were pitching the same thing. And, you know, Keuchel had such a miserable last year, I didn't see him sparking back as well as he has. And so I traded him to Jameson Taillon. You know, at the time, I thought that was going to be a lateral move, you know, both kind of 12 to 13 point of start guys. And I just needed Keuchel off of the Kershaw, rotation because I was going to miss 5 or 6 starts. And, of course, life happens. Taillon is diagnosed with testicular cancer, and Keuchel looks like a Cy Young Award winner again. So I think Keuchel has been a huge surprise for me, just how well he's turned it back on, you know, for that amazing Astros team, which I hate seeing them win, obviously being a Rangers fan, but it's an impressive young group, and Keuchel and McCullers have really set them apart in the AL for sure.
No, definitely. That's a very, very good choice, actually, because I was thinking you'd go for guys like, you know, Coz, as you said, Coz, Yonder Alonso, guys like that were very under the radar.
Yeah.
But Keuchel was initially under the radar, actually, he was, wasn't he? One guy that I think people did not doubt, and he has proven them wrong, is Jake Arrieta. He's a kind of similar pitcher like Keuchel, but he's gone the other opposite way to Keuchel. Everyone thought that Arrieta could prove people wrong and actually produce a second season like he did last year, but he deteriorated massively this year. And I'm wondering if he's going to come bounce back like Keuchel did this year, next year, if you know what I mean. Because they're the similar type of players. They're very capable of winning Cy Young still in the next 2 years, 3 years to come. But I'm not sure if Arrieta has that bounce-back season like Keuchel is doing actually now. So that's one guy that I was quite surprised and actually a good comparison to Keuchel this season and the last.
Yeah, you know, he certainly has the pedigree to bounce back. You know, I guess with a guy like him, you know, it's just been, I think his rise was kind of a surprise to everyone, you know, and then the brilliant season that he had last year. So, I don't know if he makes it back. I don't know how old a guy he is now, but
I think
a lot of the pitchers kind of have a renaissance, you know, in that early to mid-30s. So you hope a guy like that comes back, but, you know, you're absolutely right that it kind of the opposite mirror effect from Michael this year.
Yeah, definitely. So, what do you make of the MLB season on us in general? Have you enjoyed it? Because I always text in the morning saying how great some of the stat lines are, some of the plays are. How have you found it? Because I know it's been amazing season for me anyway.
Yeah, I think it's been great. Again, personal level, you know, seeing the Rangers down, that's been a bit kind of a bit disappointing. I thought that they would challenge with the Astros, but overall, you know, this has been a kind of a weird season. And again, I think you said it earlier, some of it's part of the, you know, some of the rule changes, the 10-day DL, I think has really changed things. It's brought a lot of minor leaguers up that otherwise wouldn't get their cup of coffee, and some of those guys have stuck, and that's been really
interesting. There have been a lot of call-ups.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of call-ups.
Yeah. and certainly kind of seeing a changing of a guard, a new subset of superstars. You know, a guy like Aaron Judge, he was going to make it, you know, to the major league roster, but you know, you hear some of the complaints that you hear with guys like Joey Gallo. You know, can he hit enough to stay on him? And my God, has he hit enough? It's amazing, and I think it's lifted Yankees back to contention.
There was always that question mark with him over the strikeout rate, because he always struggles there.
Right.
He always struggled with the strikeouts in minor league ball. But now he's walking, he's hitting for average, he's hitting bombs, he's stealing bases. I don't know how many stealing bases he's had, but I've seen a few over the past 2 months. I'm sure I have on the box scores. He's been doing everything. Literally, defending well as well. He's been catching amazing plays, which has been quite the phenomenon. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, he's been you know. I don't know if it's on this league or the other league, the Moneyball league, but you know, every time I open up the GroupMe chat, I see, you know, Aaron Judge with his gavel, and I know that some of them hit another home run. It's been remarkable to watch, and a lot of fun to watch. You know, like this younger generation, and then again, like you were saying earlier, some of the comeback guys, Yonder Alonso's and Brian
Justin Smoke
guys.
Justin Smoke.
Yeah, Justin Smoke, who was, I mean, he was on his way out. What's he at, 19 home runs now? Maybe 20. I didn't get to see the stat line from last night, but you know, and I think there was a podcast you guys spoke about a little bit, you know, the angle. These guys are working on the angle of fly balls, and it, you know, I've always been very interested in, you know, the sabermetrics and all of these, the analytics, the science, the baseball, and you're seeing it pay dividends to a lot of these guys that are going out of the league. You know, Zimmerman wasn't long for the league, Smoke, Alonso for sure. You know, guys like Chris Carter need to be paying attention to these analytics and start to figure something out. But it's been a fun season.
Yeah.
Very different than what I expected. You know, the Cubs have struggled mightily. I thought they would just continue, you know, with their dominance in the Central. And I think, look in the standings, the Brewers were leading the NL Central. And that's would have never guessed that. Yeah.
And the Twins. The Twins have been quite on a tear, haven't they?
They have. That's another good group of young players that, you know, they've got a 4 or 5 year window here. You know, if they can get just a little bit of pitching help coming up through their minors or, you know, trade at the deadline, they've got a good core. Buxton hasn't even played all that bad lately.
No, definitely. I think the Reds have a good shot with their guys coming up and the pitching performing. You've got guys like Kozar, Schebler, Duval, all absolutely smoking the ball out of the park.
Yeah.
And Scooter Jeanette. How could I forget Scooter Jeanette? Big boyfriend.
Yeah. And the only thing that disappoints me about that is we're going to have to listen to Jake talk about the Reds that much more. So.
I was going to say, I'm going to mute him.
Speaking of the Reds in our league, how awesome has Jake's team been this year? Just phenomenal.
He's been amazing. I think he's kept most of the guys there. That's been the key for him. He hasn't traded that many players away, so he's kept the core of his team, and I think that's kind of worked to his advantage.
No, he certainly has, and you know, he definitely drafted well. You know, and again, I think looking at his draft initially, I thought, okay, you know, it's a solid team, but you know, he's had a lot of hits. You know, I think that's been so important to his, you know, to his rise, but the National League looks tough. You know, it's you know, with Jake and Chad and Philadelphia, and another team in the East, Miami Marlins. You know, I'm really impressed with his team, and I think I think that's going to come down to the final days there in the NL East. Central's probably locked up, but it's gonna be fun to watch the NL East in the wild card spots.
Well, I think it has helped him a lot, though, the Marlins. I mean, himself. He's won, I'm sure if I look, he's won a lot of games for him. Because he's hitting the ball and I'm sure getting double-digit points every single game. I'm sure of it. Because he has been like that. I don't think he will continue, but I wouldn't be surprised if he finishes with 300 average, 30 plus bombs, and maybe double digit steals. And so yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's your outlook? How much?
9 minutes.
I'm in. Okay. What's your outlook? I know you made a tremendous amount of trades this year. Are you done trading, or are you still?
I think I'm done trading. To be honest, I've traded myself out numerous times. I think I've made the most amount of trades in the league, but don't quote me on that. But I do think I've made a set of trades. But I think most of the people in the league actually, but they've all been minor league trades. But most of them have been anyway. But for me,
yeah.
I think I am done trading. I'm really happy with the look of my minor league roster. All 60 players. I think I've mentioned this already to Chad, but I keep a spreadsheet of all my minor league guys and my major league guys, and I'm going to post it at the end of the season in like a table format on Pro Bowls to keep a record of. But every minor leaguer that I've bid on or traded for, I usually keep a record of. And I think I am set, to be honest, with the guys that I've traded. I made the same trade only because I am not competing this year. He's 30. I still don't think he's going to be as good as he was in March or not March. It was April. I don't think he will be as good. So I decided to just go all in and to trade for Guzman and Perez. But yeah, as far as the trading goes, I think I am set for the season, to be honest. And I'm happy. I'm happy with my squad. It's still young. I've got a couple of guys that I may still look to trade maybe next season. Maybe next season. See how they go. But as far as now and as far as the trade deadline day, I'm set. I'll probably draft in my rookie guy in the rookie draft. Swapping for one of my leaders. I think I am set. If the trade offer comes in, I can't refuse them. Obviously, I'll take it. But not on my side. I usually try to engage and ask for people if they would be interested in this guy or this guy. But if someone comes to me and I like the offer, yeah, why not? I won't hesitate. I'll try and think if there's another option. But I won't be making any offers or asking if people are interested in my players, to be honest, from now on.
Yeah. Speaking of the minors, I'd really like to see someone, and maybe if I get some time, I'll take a look at it. Put together, power rankings for the minor league systems. I know we did a little bit of that last year, but especially as deep as the minor league systems are now, it'd be real interesting to see, for future seasons, because, again, I think that we're in a spot where, unlike last season, I haven't seen any teams get too stacked, and so I think we're in a good place going forward for the next couple seasons. You and Danny and Chad and Dustin have done a magnificent job with this league, really keeping under control, keeping everyone happy. I think we're going to see some parity over the next few seasons, but I'd be real keen to see, minor league system rankings, because there's some teams with some really good minor league rankings, and there's some others that have kind of focused on their major league teams. And, it's a really interesting, I think, closer to the mirror of real major league baseball that we've seen, over the past two seasons. So I'd certainly like to see that.
Yeah,
so maybe someone with more knowledge than I on the minor league system.
Well, the funny thing with this league is that people always think you're better in it. As well, like you've got like Chad, Jed, Brandon, Jake, you, most of the guys really, and they're always thinking of ways to improve in the league, seeing if we can do this, if we can do that, we can act, if we can remove this, and it's been really cool. I think the point you mentioned just a second ago, with the fact that all the owners, I think, are not set, I don't think there'll be many people that are quitting. I don't think for another year at least. I think we're quite good in the way that we're not going to be looking to replace guys anytime soon.
Yep, I agree. So,
even when the MLB finishes, we still got NHL, NBA to look forward to. I know the guys are doing college league soon. We're not going to lose interest. I think most of the guys that are in this league are in other leagues that Justin is commissioning. So it's not going to be like, oh, see you, the MLB season's finished. See you in April.
Right. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I had to drop a few of those leagues just because, I mean, there's so much work that goes into them, and you spend so much work, especially with a couple of baseball leagues, at this level. I'd certainly like to. I don't know anything about NHL, so I definitely had to drop out of that.
The whole series
of leagues have been a lot of fun, very well put together, and you're right. It gives some continuity for all of the people to play together, get to know each other. You know, some really good guys, it's fun to play with you guys. It's not a bunch of strangers. You know, even the guys that came in here that fit in perfectly.
Definitely. All right, Jared, I don't know if you want to add anything else. That's the strange.
That's
fine. I don't know if you want to add anything else.
That's all I got.
That's all you got. It's been great having you on. I hope we will be again soon. Because I know that some people that I have reached out to and see if they can hop on the podcast, like Brandon, like Jake, because I haven't had done on the portal or anything. So, yeah, good to chat again.
All right. I appreciate it. And we'll do it again soon.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Jared.
All right. Take care, Brandon. Appreciate it. All right. Thanks.